Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 23, 2019. Kabbalah, benefit or detriment? Question. For a long time there was a ban on disclosure of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the world. Balha Sulam wrote that the first ban is unnecessary, the second, impossible, and the third is the secret of the Creator. What does it mean that it was unnecessary? Answer, was there a need, for example, for creating a nuclear bomb? Yet, as you can see, it was revealed to the world. Although on one hand, Einstein did not want to, he nonetheless gave the formula because it became clear that scientists of Hitler's Germany were successfully working on this issue. Then the formula was stolen, and from this started the development of the nuclear industry in the West and East. Question: does this mean that Kabbalah will bring no obvious benefit? Answer: Kabbalah will bring no obvious benefit if it is placed in a person's hands, like a nuclear bomb to a Neanderthal. If a person is not yet ready for this, if one does not have a clear yearning for understanding the meaning of life, that is, one is not yet completely disappointed in this existence, then the disclosure of Kabbalah will begin pushing the person to mysticism, to the opportunity to earn money from it, etc. That is, Kabbalah should not be revealed to one who wants to receive some kind of privileges, some benefit in this world. If a person already understands that he does not need this world at all, he is not attracted by wealth, knowledge, power, or honor, nothing at all, he only wants the upper world, only the connection with the Creator, then Kabbalah should be disclosed to him. Therefore, it is necessary to be very careful. However, in our time this ban has already been lifted because people, in principle, are so disappointed in this world and are in a general depression that even if they wanted to use Kabbalah in some way, in the form of magic and other things, no one would take it seriously. Question: is there a certain stage in the development of humanity when the revelation of the Creator can harm a person? Answer: yes. When a person still has a desire for this world and at the same time becomes acquainted with the method of attaining the Creator, then he or she begins to think, how can I attain the Creator in order to profit in this world? This is wrong and will never bring any benefit. It is because the revelation of the Creator can be only in order to rise from this world to the upper world through our attainment. The body will remain, but the spirit of attainment will begin to break through to the next world. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 8, 2019.